happening?
What's happening, man? How's the paper route?
Now, how much money you got now?
Between here and what I got at home, I got a grand total of $174.75.
Wow, $175. If I had $175, you know what I'd get?
Mugged. By me.
No, I'm not spending a penny of this money. $25 more and my screenwriter's course is paid for.
What do you all want?
I think I'll have a scoop of chocolate ice cream.
I'll have a scoop, too.
Okay, here's a scoop. You're fat.
Go ahead and laugh. But I think you all should know this is just baby fat.
Baby fat? Now, how come you haven't lost it yet?
Because he hadn't had a baby yet. What are you going to have, Raj?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Mm-mm.
I heard you got more money than Muhammad Ali.
I'm saving what I got, and I need $25 more.
And where you gonna get 25 more?
I don't know yet.
How soon do you need this money?
In a week. That's when the application is due.
I can talk to my brothers. They make a lot of money between convictions.
Skip it if you don't mind.
Hey, they're looking for Usher at the movie house on Central.
Oh, really?
I saw the sign there yesterday. Might be taking my nana.
But maybe not. I'll see you later. Thanks, Shirley.
Oh, wow. Now he gotta get his lips condemned.
It's open. Sometimes it's locked.
Roger Thomas, how are you? Fine, thank you.
What do you want, kid?
I'm here in pertinence to the offer of employment for the hirage of an usher.
Yeah? Got any experience?
More than you would imagine. Immediate seating behind the desk.
Where'd you work?
Radio City Music Hall.
You don't say.
That's in New York City.
Yeah, I know where it is.
One of the largest theaters in the world. I was Lieutenant Usher in charge of all the balconies.
Oh, you must have a lot of marvelous stories.
As a matter of fact, I do. You know, there are over 3,000 seats in Radio City Music Hall. And every seat has its own story. But it's hard to talk with someone sitting on you.
I'll give you $25 a week. Take it or leave it.
$25 a week? That's ridiculous. In this day and age? You've got to be kidding. Ha! I'll take it. $190, $200. Hollywood. What are you doing standing there?
I can stand wherever I want. This is my house and my floor and my hallway.
And this is my hand, and it's gonna say hello to your body.
I get it. Hi, Mama.
Hello, darling.
Hello? This is D. Who's that? Yeah? Well, your mama.
D, who was you talking to like that?
Probably one of Roger's fresh friends. I said, hello, very nicely. Hello, just like that.
I was standing right here when you said it, and I know how you said it.
Hello, just like that. I said, hello.
Never mind what you said. What did they say?
He said, who's that? Mm. And I said, this is D. Who's that? Mm. And he said, your papa. So I said, yeah, well, your mama.
He said, your papa? Is that all he said?
That's all. See, I was upstairs watching Roger hide his writing school money behind the picture. Then the phone rang, and I said, hello, very nicely. Hello.
I'll get it. I said I'll get it.
It doesn't work unless you pick it up, Mom.
This is true. Hello? Oh, hello. Mm-hmm. Well, you know the address.
Mm-hmm. Who was it?
That was your daddy.
Did I ever see him, Mama?
Not so you'd remember him. He left home about a month after you were born.
You see how rotten you are, Dee? You scared off your own father at the age of 4 weeks.
No, I didn't. Tell him I didn't, Mama.
Oh, of course you didn't, honey.
Well, what does he want now anyway?
Well, he says he wants to come by tomorrow and see his children. And you know, I believe this is true. But you can bet your life he's up to something else.
Why?
Why? Because that's your daddy. He can charm the cherries off the trees and have them burning in a flaming jubilee before they hit the ground.
He better come quick. My tire is starting to attack.
Why couldn't Mama quit work just one day and be here for him? Oh! Gee, I wish he wasn't coming.
Well, then just be yourself and he'll leave immediately.
What's up then?
Oh, what you do that for?
We thought you were our father.
Dwayne's too young to be your father.
That's funny.
Of course.
I mean the way your body shakes when you laugh.
You're just as I pictured you, huh? The spitting image of your mama.
He's not Roger. He's just a friend.
Oh, that's a relief.
How you doing, son?
I'm fine, but I'm not son. That's son. She's daughter, and I'm Dwayne.
Dwayne. Yeah, it's a great name, Dwayne. Does seem a shame a father doesn't know his own kids, huh? How are you, son?
Hello, Dad.
D.
Come on, D. Go to
Dad. Yeah, is your mother home?
No, she's working. She's always working.
Yeah, well, she's a great woman, your mother.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Roger, these are your friends, huh?
Yes, sir. The one that looks like Mama is called Rerun.
Rerun. Need to lose a little weight there.
Now, just wait.
No, just kidding you. Now, we'll fix him up, won't we, son?
We will?
Sure, we will. See, I'll be here for a few days, and we can start a good exercise program for him. Maybe I can throw in some of my old karate training. Would you like that?
I sure would.
You sign me up, too?
You? Oh, you look like you're tough enough as it is, Dwayne.
Oh, no.
Well, he looks tough to me. But if you want a karate lesson, you got it. Shake on it. Wow! Ooh, the pain, Dwayne! Ooh! 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 Ooh. See there? I told you was tough. Oh, hello, darling.
Don't get up.
Well, we'll see y'all later.
Yeah, thanks again, Mr. Thomas.
All right. Well, don't you have a kiss for me?
If you want something cold, go look in the freezer. Now, you kids go wash up. I'll have dinner ready in a little while. We're having turkey.
Hey.
Does that include me?
You're the turkey. I'd forgotten how much work it was doing dishes for four.
Yeah, well, you sure didn't forget how to cook.
Uh-oh.
What does uh-oh mean?
Uh-oh means living in Southern California, I don't have the proper clothing for the snow job I'm about to get. And as long as I'm giving language lessons, ta-ta, that means there's a pillow in the closet. Night-night. My makeup's in here.
You don't need any makeup. Hey, Charlie, Spill. Go ahead with the plans. I'll have $100 by Monday. Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry about it. I'll get it. All right, just checking the weather.
Is it still there?
Shake it out.
Good. What are you laughing at?
Rerun. He looks like that plate of Jell-O during that earthquake.
Hey, why don't you go outside and catch a bus with your teeth?
You're gonna let him talk to me like that, Daddy?
Of course not, baby. Come on, you guys. I'll take you on with one hand. Hey, watch that. Ooh, get him, brother. Go! Ooh!
When is Mama gonna see this?
Right after I tell her.
Well, as commander of this outfit, I think it's time for us to make a strategic retreat. Yes, now, where is the nearest retreat that sells sodas?
They also sell sandwiches, too. Follow me.
Follow him. Son, is this yours?
Oh, yeah, thanks. This is money. My money I'm saving for my writing course.
Writer? You want to be a writer, huh?
Yeah, a movie writer mainly. This is for that famous movie writer school in New York.
Uh-huh.
Send them $200 and they send you a 6-month course.
I see. You got $200 in there?
Yeah, I'm sending it in Monday.
Yeah, well, good. Good for you. You better put it in a safe place, though.
Okay.
Really?
Hey, Dad, I want to talk to you. Oh, I forgot my handkerchief. Be right out. All right.
One tuna, one chicken salad. Who gets the tuna?
Me. What's the matter?
I can't tell which is which. That's a tuna. That's chicken salad.
Why'd you have to bite it? If you knew that was tuna, then this has to be chicken salad.
It does? You're right.
You guys go ahead. I'll be right back.
Okay, Daddy.
Raj, your dad is the greatest.
Yeah, I guess he is, okay.
Listen, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Hey, wait up.
Rerun left this food here?
No, he's coming back.
But I just neaten it up for him.
Right. I'll have 100, maybe 200 in a couple of days. Where'd I get it from? From my wife. No, she's still crazy about me. Now listen, Charlie, once you have the magic, you never lose it, huh? No. Now, I'm going to put the touch on it for tonight.
Did you hear that?
Uh-uh.
Yes, you did. He's going to rip off Roger's mama.
Yeah.
We got to tell Roger.
Uh-uh.
Well, What's the matter with you, Dwayne? He has to know so he can look after his mama.
He's not going to hear that his father's out to cheat his mother.
But he has to know, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, but I'm scared to tell him.
All right, then, come on, I'll tell him. Raj, if I found out someone was out to hurt your mama, wouldn't you want me to tell you?
Of course, man.
And no matter who it was trying to hurt her, you wouldn't get mad at me for telling you, would you?
Of course not.
I knew it. Well, someone's trying to rip off your mama. Who? Tell him, Dwayne.
Huh? Who's trying to rip my mama off?
Someone.
Come on, man, tell me.
Okay.
And then I'll tell my daddy.
Well, Bill, time seemed to have finally done you some good. You've been just wonderful to the children.
Well, they're great kids. Nice, honest, good-looking, just like their mama.
Now, you just save all that sweet talk for your lady friends.
Come on, don't say that. You know you're my number one. Hey, wait a minute. Remember this picture of you?
Oh, that picture. Oh, I was heavy then.
Well, I've been carrying it around with me all these years. Hey, and I never married anybody else either, you know.
You didn't have to. Why buy the chicken when they're giving away the eggs?
I can't put anything over on you, can I, baby?
You never could.
But I sure had fun trying.
Mm-hmm. Cut it out, Bill. Not Bill Stone. Stop it, Bill.
Hi, Mama.
Oh, yes, darling.
Hi, Dad.
How you doing, son? Where'd you guys disappear to?
Oh, we had to take off all of a sudden.
Oh, you sure did.
You want to eat something now, darling?
No, I'll grab a hot dog at the game.
Okay.
Hey, Mabel, remember that little bar we used to go to? Mm-hmm. Well, let's go there tonight before I leave. We can have a few drinks and get a little tipsy. Then we can, talk.
About what?
This and that.
Hey, Dad, I gotta talk to you.
Right now?
Yeah, and it's really important. And it's private, Mama, man to man. Could you step outside?
Oh, no, wait a minute. You men stay right here. I'll go check on dinner.
Okay.
Talk to your daddy, honey.
Okay, Mama.
You got a problem, son?
No, but I heard you do.
What?
Do you know what this envelope is?
Sure. That's where you keep the $200 for your writing course.
Well, I want you to have it.
What are you talking about?
Listen, Dad, Rerun and Dwayne overheard your phone conversation with Charlie at the soda place.
Oh, yeah, well, that was business.
Dad, come on.
Hey, come on, son, listen, it's a good deal. Hey, you gotta believe me, I am your father.
I know, so please take this. See, I don't want you to ask your mama for any money, because if you do, then she'll think you didn't mean all that kissing and sweet talk.
Now, wait a minute. I do care about her.
Oh, I know, and I care about you. That's why I want you to have this. It's okay.
Well, all right. But it's only temporary. You'll get this money back before you know it.
Oh, I know.
Cold drinks, anybody?
Mabel, I'm going to have to take a rain check on our date this evening.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Well, you see, I was checking my old bus schedule here, and, well, if I don't catch that 7:30, that means I'll have to hang around here for another day, you know? And, well, I just have so many things to do, and I can't.
Well, I guess you better get going then, right, Bill?
Goodbye, Daddy.
Goodbye, Bill.
Goodbye, son.
Goodbye, Dad.
Don't forget to say goodbye to Dee for me, too.
I will.
You know something, Roger? I think your daddy is finally improving with age. I really thought he was going to put the bite on me for some cash, but he didn't.
No, Mama, Daddy is going to be just fine.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Bill. Hey, Raj, you ready?
We just saw your dad leaving. He sure looked happy.
Yeah, man, he was smiling from east to west. Did he hit on your mother for that money?
Not a penny. See, you were all wrong. He must have been kidding.
I told you that, Dwayne. Huh?
Come, let's go. We might be late for the game. Let's go.
Roger.
Y'all go ahead. I'll catch up with you.
What is this $200 doing lying all over your bed?
Oh, this is the money I was saving for my writing school course.
But where's the envelope you keep it in?
I threw it out.
Threw it out, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
What was you and your daddy talking about, hmm?
Oh, this and that.
This and that, huh? Well, something tells me this and that has a lot to do with this money in my hand and that bus schedule in your father's pocket.
Mama!
Yes, baby.
I can't breathe.
Hi, Mama.
Hey. Hello, darling. Oh, Roger, you got a letter from your dad.
I did?
Well, don't sound so surprised. He can write, you know. I got one, too. Still filled with the same lines. But he sure says something nice about your kids, though. Yeah.
Dear son, I'm really proud of you. It takes a great con man to con me. Here's $10 for you and give your sister a kiss. Love, Dad.
What's that dumb letter say?
Oh, nothing much.
How come he didn't write me a letter?
He mentioned you and mine.
He sends you money and mentions me.
It just so happens the mention says give your sister half the money.
Oh, boy! Wow! Thank you, Daddy. Now I'm gonna hide this in my secret place.
Here's $10 for you and give your sister a kiss. Love, Dad.
Well, it's worth at least $5 not to kiss her.